Nashville's public housing agency is getting into healthcare. MDHA opened a dialysis clinic last month on one of its properties. WPLN's Emily Siner reports it's one step toward making a burdensome treatment more convenient.
There are an estimated 200 public housing residents in Nashville on dialysis, and Emilio Hughes is one of them. He has end-stage renal disease, meaning his kidneys don't function, so he needs dialysis to filter his blood. 3 days a week, he sits in a chair with a needle in his arm for about 4 hours, plus time for transportation to the clinic, setup, and recovery.
It's a big commitment, but what are the options? You can do it, or you cannot do it and die.
The time commitment and transportation hassle can keep people from getting treatment as often as they need. So MDHA came up with an idea. Late last year, it partnered with a private company, Sanderling Renal Services, to open a clinic at the Preston Taylor Homes in North Nashville. And it doubles as a job training center. All of the technicians are public housing residents. The location is obviously easier on patients who live nearby, but Jerome Tannenbaum, the head of the clinic, says the next goal is to eliminate transportation altogether.
What we're doing is we're training technicians to be able to put the machine in the patient's home. We'll treat them at home.
That is the type of convenience that you just can't beat.
Emilio Hughes thinks the setup would give him back several hours a week. And even more, he says, he finds it comforting to know that his landlords are also invested in his health. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.